At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you back to Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mount Tom High School Career Academies. So right now we've got 8 minutes left to play in this girls' championship game of the First Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Mountain Home leading Rogers 36-20. Again, Mountain Home Bomber boys already won their title game. This is their second straight title in this tournament after defeating Farmington 45-34. Real quickly, you want to let you know that there's a little less than 4 minutes left. LSU is going to breeze their way into the championship game in the college football playoff semifinals. They're leading Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl 63-28 with less than 4 minutes left of the game. Emma Martin into the front court as Mountain Home will have the ball to start this final quarter. Martin throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert gives up top to Yates. Yates will find Martin on the left wing. Martin will dribble up to the top. Gives it to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's going to be chased down by Reisenhuber. And back comes Rogers as we are 27 seconds into this final period. Reisenhuber will dribble towards the left side, throws up top to Miller. Down on the low block to Harris. Almost had the ball knocked away. Now it kicks out to Reisenhuber. Her three-pointer is up and in. Presley Reisenhuber with her first 3 points of the night. 36-23, Mount Holmes lead cut back to 13 with 7:13 left in this game. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert will dribble to the left wing. Now ball goes to the free throw line. She gives to Martin. Martin's going to pull up in the paint for the jumper. Will not go. Ball is knocked around. Ball still loose. And is still scrambled for it. It's going to be a jump ball. And it will be Rogers basketball on the possession arrow. 6:51 left to play in this game. Emily Payne's going to check back in for Mountain Home as Aaliyah Jackson will take a seat. Reisenhuber walks the ball into the front court for Rogers. She gets it across the timeline, dribbles to the right side, now goes up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. Ball goes up top to Miller. Down to Harrison on the low block. Now back to Miller. Miller will drill down towards the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 6:32 left in this contest. Aston Yates picks up her third personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So will be Kate Miller at the free throw line, where so far she is one of... Sorry, this, I'm looking at the wrong part of the scorebook. Kate Miller's first free throw attempt is right now, and it will not go. She has 3 points so far in this game. So one more free throw coming up for Kate Miller. Second shot is up. This one will not go either. She misses both free throws, and the rebound is chased down by Aston Yates. Mountain Home keeps their 13-point lead with less than 6.5 minutes left as Martin's into the front court for Mountain Home. She drills to the right side. Now goes towards the elbow, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to lose her footing, lose the handle of the ball, and Aubrey Treadwell comes up with the steal, Mountain Home's eighth turnover of the day. She tries to throw it to Kate Miller. Ball was knocked away. Last touch by Mountain Home. It will be Mountain Home's basketball with 6:09 left in the game. Kate Gilbert's going to check out of the game for the Lady Bombers as she is replaced by Leah Jackson. Reisenhuber throws it into Miller. Over to McConnell on the left wing. McConnell will give it to Miller just outside lane. Now the ball goes to Harris at the right corner. Over to McConnell. McConnell's going to dribble down into lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Kate McConnell with 12 points on the night. Mountain Home's lead's cut down to 11 now. 36-25 our score with 5:46 left to play. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it on the left side to Emily Payne. Now Dell Leonard's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:35. Let's play. Mountain Home leading Rogers 36-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we are almost 2.5 minutes into this final quarter. Mountain Home has yet to score in this period. Right now they lead Rogers 36-25 with 5:35 left to play in the game. Emily Payne will inbound it on the far sideline, gets into Foreman in the left corner. Now we're to Martin on the wing. Martin will set the offense. Rogers once again in the man-to-man. Martin dribbles towards the top, gives it there to Yates. Yates will dribble to the right side. Up top it goes to Foreman. Back over to Yates. Now Martin has it there on the right wing. Martin will dribble towards the top, gives it there to Foreman. Over on the left side, it goes to Payne. Payne takes a screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Over on the right side to Martin. Martin will dribble up to the top. 5 minutes left to play in this game. Mount Holmes' lead is 11. Martin will dribble to the left side, throws it up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Payne on the right side. Back up top to Yates. Picks up a drill, gives it to Martin. Martin will drill to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Foreman, gives it to Yates on the right side. Down near the corner goes to Payne. Payne dribbles out to the wing. Up top it goes to Foreman. Foreman will throw it to Jackson near the right corner. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. Mount Holmes lead back up to 14. 39-25 our score with 4:25 left to play. Here is Ryzen Hoover with the ball up near the top. She'll give it there at the top to Miller, her three-pointer, and she answers. Kate Miller with 6 points on the night. 39-28, Mount Holmes lead back to 11 with 4:10 left. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Now goes down towards the free throw line, goes back up to the top, gives it there to Foreman. Back to Martin. Martin has it on the left side. Martin takes the screen from Foreman, dribbles up to the top, finds Payne near the right corner. Payne will take the screen from Yates, dribble out to the wing. Gives it up top to Foreman. Foreman gives it back to Martin now. Martin will dribble up to the top, over to Yates on the right side. Down to Payne in the corner. Payne takes the screen, finds Yates just outside the lane. Now kicks it to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left wing. Martin will dribble down into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball, but Foreman's right there to get it and get the easy layup. Good. And a great Foreman with 14 points. Now Holmes lead back up to 13. Here's McConnell with the ball on the right wing for Rogers. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Foreman gets the rebound. She'll give it to Martin, and back come the Lady Bombers. Mount Holmes leading 41-28 with 3:10 left in this contest. Martin has it up at the top, dribbles to the left side. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Finds Foreman just outside the lane. Now Foreman dribbles up to the corner, loses the handle of the ball, and McConnell comes up with a steal. That is Mount Holmes' ninth turnover of the night. McConnell gives it to Ryzen Hoover on the right side, up top to McConnell. McConnell's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Aubrey Treadwell on the left side. Aubrey Treadwell going into the lane. Her layup may have been partially blocked, and by Foreman. Payne's going to come up with a rebound, and back comes Mount Holmes. Payne will walk the ball into the front court. And now Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:28 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Rogers 41-28. You're listening with here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight.
to control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Mattel coming out of the timeout. They got one left. They lead 41-28 over Rogers with 2:28 left to play in this championship game in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. Emma Martin takes the ball. She has it on the right wing. Dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will pick up her dribble up the top. Gives it to Yates on the right side. Up top it goes to Martin. Martin dribbles towards the right side. Gives it there to Jackson. Jackson is going to be fouled. That's a reach and foul going to be called on Presley Reisenhoover. That is her second personal foul. Eighth team foul against Rogers. So 1-1 coming up for Leah Jackson. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night. She's got 3 points so far in this game. First free throw for Jackson is up and in. So she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Leah Jackson. Second shot is up, rolls around, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by McConnell. Back quickly comes Rogers. She gets it to Reisenhoover, gets it into the front court. 2 minutes left to play. Mount's home lead is 14, 42-28. Reisenhoover dribbles to the right side, picks up a dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. So she gets it up top to McConnell. Ball goes over to Miller on the right. Her pass to Harris is knocked away and stolen by Ashley Yates. That's Rogers' third turnover of the night. 1:42 let's play in the game. Here is Martin into the front court, dribbling to the left wing, loses the ball off her leg, and Rogers comes up with the steal. Just an unforced turnover there. Here is Reisenhoover back the other way. Hershaw is blocked, but they're also going to say she drew a little contact. That is on Anna Grace Foreman, her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Presley Reisenhoover at the free throw line for the first time tonight for a pair. First shot is up. No good. Emily Payne is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. And for Rogers, Abby Harris and Kate McConnell will take a seat as they're replaced by Cameron Brockhoff. And I missed who the other one was. Let's see if I can get that in a moment. I think it was Gracie Carr. Second shot for Reisenhoover is up and in. She gets one of two. She now has 4 points. 42-29 mounts on Lydia with 1:28. Is Emily Payne fouled in the backcourt, and a 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bombers. This will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home, and it'll be shot by Emily Payne. Presley Reisenhoover picks up her third personal foul, ninth team foul against the Lady Mounties. So Emily Payne at the free throw line with 1:24 left. Emily Payne's first free throw attempt of the night. She has 3 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. Emma Martin's going to check back in, replacing Aston Yates. So Payne with one more free throw attempt. Payne's second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 5 points. 44-29, Mount's home leading it with 1:24 left in the game. Here is Reisenhoover into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Gives it to Carr at the right elbow. Now back to Reisenhoover on the wing. Back to Carr near the top. She drills on the wing. Now goes back to the top. Now her pass to Miller was knocked away. Stolen by Martin, and Mount Home quickly takes a timeout. This will be their last timeout of the game. It will be with 1:03 left. It is Mountain Home leading Rogers 44-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. to control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount Sinai takes that timeout after they get the steal. Leah Jackson inbounds it to Emma Martin from the far sideline. She gets into Kate Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Over to Foreman, now to Martin. 55 seconds left. Mount Sinai leading 44-29. Gilbert throws up top to Martin. Over to Foreman. Over to Gilbert now. Back to Martin now. Mount Sinai's trying to milk as much clock before Rogers starts fouling. I'm surprised they haven't already. Now Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the lane. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Kate Miller. That is Mount Sinai Home's 11th turnover of the night. Back quickly comes Aubrey Treadwell. Ball goes over to Brockhoff. She's going to go down towards the lane for the layup. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Sinai Home's basketball with 26.7 seconds left. Kate Gilbert will inbound it to Emma Martin. Mount Sinai Home up by 15. Looks like probably ball goes to Gilbert, who will get into the front court. Over to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson will just give it to Gilbert. 15 seconds left. They're just going to run the last few seconds off, and Mount Tom is going to sweep this first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament with 7 seconds left. Mount Tom is going to get the 15-point victory and let the clock run out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. That is it. Mount Tom will keep both championship trophies of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament here at the Hangar. So congratulations to the Mount Sinai High School basketball teams as both get the victories here in the championship round of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. And both teams coming out to congratulate each other, and they'll give out the awards. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mount Sinai Home defeats Rogers in this girls' championship game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament, 44-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.